All right. We are very happy to be joined on the program today by Sue Bolton from Socialist Alliance, who is a Marybeck councillor. And we have her on the program today because there has been a bit of this attack on Socialist Alliance by the corporate media, including quite a slanderous kind of piece which was run by Pernell Palm McGuinness, which made a certain number of accusations against Socialist Alliance, including one that our political platform is anti-Semitic. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, how's it going?
So I guess I'll kind of want to start is one of the things that we can kind of observe right now is that support for Israel is clearly dropping. People are seeing the horrors of what Israel is doing to the Palestinians daily. And what we're finding is that we're finding supporters of the Zionist project are feeling more isolated and more kind of hysterical. What are your comments on this?
Well, I think the Zionists are trying to say that Israel is losing the PR war, in this case with this article by Pernell Palm McGuinness. They're trying to say that Israel is losing the PR war because of anti-Semitism. I think that's what their basic argument is, and they're trying to get the argument onto some sort of abstract argument about anti-Semitism and some sort of super intellectual argument, abstract argument, because they want to distract people from the horrors of what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people, the absolute nightmare that people in Palestine can't wake up from at the moment until we end this occupation. And so that's why these sort of articles are being written. And a striking thing with this article, but also with lots of other Zionists as well, are the ones who are, you know, total apologists for genocide, is there's not a skerrick of sympathy for the suffering that Palestinians are experiencing. So that's why it just indicates that they just want to get everything into an abstract argument about anti-Semitism to try and get onto some sort of safe ground, to try and win back some of the PR that they've lost. But, you know, most ordinary people who've got some sort of skerrick of humanitarianism, you know, are just looking at what Israel's doing to the Palestinians and thinking, this is absolutely abhorrent. And also a lot of people can see the hypocrisy where, well, I mean, in the recent case in terms of Russia invading Ukraine, which is obviously awful and awful for the Ukrainians, but what Israel has done is exponentially worse than what Russia has done, and still no sanctions. Still no banning of arms sales, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why they've clearly written this piece. And, you know, she uses a number of slanders in her article.
Yeah, I want to jump in with that. Looking at this opinion piece by Pernell Palm McGuinness, she makes this attack, which basically accuses Socialist Alliance of having absorbed the fight against the perceived Jewish global capitalist order into their platforms. Now, she is essentially trying to make this accusation against Socialist Alliance that our opposition to Israel is based on anti-Semitic kind of principles. But also, I also think that we should also see this attack. It's not just on Socialist Alliance, but actually an attack on the entire left that is opposing Israel's genocide. And I guess, how would you kind of respond to this kind of slander?
Well, I think what she's picking up on is something which, you know, sometimes anti-Semites have done, and which is picking up on the fact that there was a period in history where Jews were excluded from a lot of occupations. This is in Europe, and were only and one of the main occupations they were allowed to do was money lending, because they're excluded from other occupations. So therefore, some anti-Semitic tropes developed and racist tropes developed around the fact that there were many, at one point in history, many Jewish lenders, like money lenders. And so that's the anti-Semitic racist trope she's trying to accuse us of, is that we are against the Jewish global capitalist. Like, but it's bizarre because we are anti-capitalist.
Mm.
Capitalists have no faith. I mean, some might have, but probably, I imagine, most capitalists are atheists or might conveniently adopt a particular religion in a particular country because it might be good for business.
Mm.
But the reality is capitalists don't have a business, don't have a faith, written necessarily. We're against capitalism because of capitalist exploitation. But that is an anti, that she's trying to accuse us with that sentence in her article of adopting an anti-Semitic trope. And actually a number of people from the left have responded to her on Twitter, the author on Twitter, this Zionist author. But it also shows that she has no actual argument to defend Israel other than smearing everyone as being anti-Semitic. And if you look at this, the pro-Palestine movement, which has been smeared as being anti-Semitic and smeared as being socially divisive and so forth, you could say that the pro-Palestine movement has been more successful than anyone in educating people about the evils of anti-Semitism. The Palestine movement and the leadership have consistently said anti-Semitism isn't welcome in our movement. They've consistently, you know, involved Jewish people at all different levels of the movement and made a point of introducing the whole movement to anti-Semitic Jews. There's no... you know, given what Israel's doing, it is amazing that this movement has remained firmly firmly against anti-Semitism and is firmly still educating people in in why you should not buy into any kind of anti-Semitic trope. So it's a very firm movement, and it unites people across society. From very religious people all the way to the people from the queer movement, as well as Jewish people and, you know, all walks of society, involves Arabs, involves non-Arabs, involves atheists, Christians, you know, who, you name it, they're involved in the pro-Palestine movement. So actually this movement is the socially inclusive movement and will probably, you know, help some people overcome some, you know, maybe prejudicial ideas about queers and so forth, and maybe build a strong, you know, because, you know, there's a very big queer presence within this movement alongside some very religious people. So it's, I think, it, like on union picket lines when everyone has to come together for a common cause, this is uniting everybody, including a very large percentage of Jewish people who say that Israel is not acting in their name.
Yes.
And meanwhile, the state of Israel is cozying up to actual far-right anti-Semitic forces, and Anthony Lowenstein is documenting this.
Yes, Sue, this is Rob here. Look, I have been harassed viciously online by a Zionist fascist former friend.
keeps calling me anti-Semitic. It's just too easy to use this word, isn't it? Way too easy. I don't have a question. I just wanted to make this quick comment here. I said to this fuckwit, what have you done to defend Jews? You know, you say that you're a Zionist and all of that sort of stuff. I myself have been dragged along the gravel by cops in defense of Jews. So you know what he said? He said, I hunt Nazis. I mean, this. I'd love to know where exactly he hunts Nazis. This is complete bullshit. And as you said before, Sue, their arguments are just completely empty. They don't know what to say.
Yeah, and also, Sue, we are running out of time, so maybe, and it's really good to have you on the show, but maybe we need to wrap up the interview soon. So any sort of final concluding remarks from you?
I think it's just to, you know, with all of these articles and arguments by people like this, I think we have to try and bring people back from... and prick their bubble and bring them back to actually what Israel is doing on the ground and say firmly that any criticism of the Israeli government is not anti-Semitism. And actually it is very notable that Craig Foster has come out and very publicly and resigned from the Republican movement in order to be able to speak freely against Israel's human rights abuses. Now, I don't know if he goes as far as calling for an end to the occupation, but I think the more people who are coming out and keeping focused on condemning Israel's, you know, war crimes and breaches of international law, etc., is really important because there's clearly one rule, like all, like the US, obviously, intends that any of these international tribunals are just purely for its enemies and not for any of its friends. And it's very clear for the world, or most of the world, to see that now.